Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. DoorDash revealed that 4.9 million of its users, vendors, and delivery workers were exposed in a data breach.
What the heck?
Mackenzie, didn't you use them?
Yes, great for the first time. And it stunk. They didn't even show up, but I definitely put my credit card number in there.
They got everything they needed. The food delivery company said that the exposed information included sensitive financial data like partial credit cards, bank account numbers, but not enough to make fraudulent purchases.
Great. Something else to worry about.
The exposed information could include your name, order history. That might be the most embarrassing thing for me. I'm like, oh my God, this guy orders that. Email address, delivery address, and phone number. So there's still sensitive information you don't want out there. Tell me what you think about this. Japan Airlines has added a feature to its online booking tool that shows a baby icon on any seats booked by parties traveling with someone 2 years old or younger. One of their customers tweeted out, "Thank you for warning me about where babies plan to scream and yell during a 13-hour trip. This really ought to be mandatory across the board." But not everybody was on board with this. Multiple people said, okay, well, then maybe you can have a thing, you know, where people can just get noise-canceling headphones to deal with that. And then another person had a little rebuttal, said, well, maybe you could put a map seat out there of mouth breathers, droolers, farters, and people that are drunk.
So, well, I actually think this wouldn't be bad to have like a kids section and let everybody with kids kind of sit together.
Like under the bottom of the
plane? Because I've been that mom, hey, don't get me wrong, with like, you know, it's hard to travel with kids. But I've also been on the other point where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my time to sleep. Like I'm going to, you know, I just want quiet. And everyone's paid the same for their ticket. And to have a screaming kid behind you kicking and screaming. And I mean, you paid just as much as everybody else.
Because babies, I mean, if they're pooping and all that too in the doo-doo, like they kind of stink, you know what I mean?
Well, like, it's not, it's just the screaming. It's like you can't the whole entire time, especially if you have like a 4-hour flight.
I say you put the babies to the back of the plane. That way they're near the stinky toilet. You ever just in the back row of a plane, you ever sat there? I have, and it is the stinkiest area. You pray that the plane goes down because you can't handle the stench of the toilet. Just put the babies in the back.
I think all the kids together. That's a great. Then they can share snacks.
See, we are going to put baby
so
in a corner.
Fun. We are.
I know right now mom's like, Joe, I'm just kidding. So calm
down. At least on a plane. No, it might be a fun idea.
It's something at least interesting. They're trying to actually listen to customers' concerns.
Yeah.
Okay. I know pork chop and liver are working these other jobs. I don't know how much they make at their other one, but $30 an hour is not too bad, right? Domino's is now accepting applications to find the ultimate garlic bread lover. The company says the ideal candidate for chief garlic bread taster must be a big fan of carbs. Doesn't identify as a vampire and is passionate about food innovation. Pork chop, this might be you. If you're chosen, you'll be paid $30 an hour. You get to sample garlic bread and enjoy a pizza lunch. Applications are going through October 7th.
You won't get many kisses, though.
Well, it's okay,
though. It's all garlic breath all the time.
I don't know, though. When people get drunk, they eat pizza and there's garlic in that. You just have to make sure it's late at night and people are kind of inebriated. Then you should be fine. That's how I got most of my kisses before I met my wife anyways.
Everyone was drunk.
And this story is just insane. This comes out of Indiana. You ever go to an apple orchard?
Yes, I want to go apple picking, actually. Maybe this weekend.
Well, a apple orchard, Willis Apple Orchard, that's in northwest Indiana, they had 50,000 apples stolen.
What?
Yeah, owners think that thieves put down tarps and shook the trees, getting away with $30,000 worth of inventory.
Dang.
Yeah,
a lot of Granny Smith.
No kidding. Maybe it was a granny that did it. That's about 5% of the orchard's full crop. And looking ahead, a big thing to celebrate on Sunday, it's National Coffee Day. So
yes.
Get your coffee on, get your caffeine fixed. And there's some deals out there, too, at different coffee places. So check around and get yourself hooked up with that Java Jolt you certainly need. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.